eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Thursday, July 8th, and all week long we are featuring you, your questions. Today we are going to talk to Joe from Chicago, and Joe has a very important question, which so many of you have as well. If you'd like to join us on the air, all you need to do is just send an email, ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com, ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Here's Joe from Chicago.
So my big question is, I'm thinking about paying off my mortgage, and this is kind of the situation. My in-laws have a second home, and they're probably going to be selling it in about 3 years. And this has been a home that we've gone to, my wife and I, for, you know, 10 years, and we've got little kids that have gone to the house. So it has, like, a big emotional attachment to it. Mm-hmm. So my thought is, you know, should I pay off my house in the next 3 years so that I'm ready to buy that house? And, you know, the thing, in order to pay that off, I'd have to stop contributing to my Roth 403B, which I have been contributing to, but I'm still contributing fully to my Roth IRA, and I've got some other, you know, accounts that are they're pretty sizable right now. Also a teacher, so thinking about retirement, there's going to be a pension for me down the line between, you know, age 55 and 60.
Okay. So let me get a few of the basics in here. So you're married. You got some kids?
Yes, 2 kids, 8 and 5.
Okay. And are both you and your wife working or just you?
I work and she works part-time. So our salary together is probably about $145,000 a year.
Okay. So you said you're putting money into a Roth IRA, but also your Roth 403B, right?
Yes.
And how much are you contributing right now into each of those?
So I max out a Roth IRA for myself, and my wife also maxes out her Roth IRA. And then we were doing $700 a month in the Roth 403B.
Okay. And when you were doing that, you were feeling okay in terms of you could put money in there, you could pay your mortgage, you could live your life, your bills are covered. Like, you felt good?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Great. When you think about this second home, what is the idea here? Is this a second home where, you know, you're just going to hang out? It's a vacation home. Is your plan to buy it with a traditional mortgage?
The plan was to that house. You know, my house right now is worth about, you know, $300,000. That house is probably worth about $175,000. So if I paid off my mortgage, we were going to basically refinance the house I have at home to avoid any like PMI or anything like that. And yes, use a traditional mortgage, probably like a 15-year mortgage at the time.
Okay. But I don't understand why you have to pay off the house to do this. In other words, why would you have to pay the house off now to do it?
Well, I was thinking, so I owe about $110,000 on the house now. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, I just paid that regularly off, maybe that would only be down to $60,000 or $70,000. And then if I was to buy the house, I would have to roll all those things together. So just trying to keep, you know, the monthly costs where it's not an overwhelming issue of, you know, oh my gosh, there's the mortgage is too big on this second home, essentially.
What's the rate on your current mortgage?
3.5%.
I like that rate. I don't know if this makes sense. I don't know why you'd pay down the mortgage. Just go with me here for a second.
Okay.
So you're going along, you're getting along, things are good. How old are you guys?
We'll be 39 this month.
Okay. And you're putting money away. That's great. How much money do you have in, let's call it your emergency reserve? Not for this potential house purchase, but just like safe money. What do you got?
About $30,000.
Okay, good. Total retirement, about how much in retirement accounts?
About $300,000.
Oh, very good. Excellent. That's great.
And then we have another about $135,000 in the stock market right now. Just
what? 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 Excuse me, that's like calling burying the lead. What is that invested in?
Various blue chip stocks, 3M, Johnson & Johnson, John Deere, AT&T, GE.
Okay. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, here we go. It strikes me as interesting that you have $135,000 that's sitting in stocks when you're talking about borrowing money and paying money down and having a cheap loan when you actually have the money to almost buy this house outright right now. In the stock market, okay? Now, I know that 135 isn't all yours. You owe capital gains on it. I get it. But what I would be thinking about is this. I think that is really the money you use to buy the second home. It doesn't mean you have to buy it in cash, but I feel like you're silly not to maintain that 3.5% mortgage. It's cheap, and I think that you could use the money, even if you just said, I'm going to put 50 grand of my stock portfolio down, and finance the rest. Or maybe you're going to put more down. I don't know. But I have to say that I don't see why you wouldn't tap the money that you already have that's set aside and just reallocate it to buying the second home. I think that, you know, for someone in your situation to have individual stocks, it's been great. I don't want to go back. I'm not going to go back and recreate and say, like, gosh, you would have been just fine owning the index. Who cares? You got this money. In fact, I'm almost like inclined to say, why don't you buy the house right now? And I'm serious. I'm like literally thinking this right now. Like, I would start selling off some of the stock a little bit at a time, pay the tax along the way, have the money available. Tell me about the in-laws. Are they in good financial shape or not?
Yeah, no, they're in great financial shape. It's just a matter of them, you know, they're almost 70 years old and you know, making the drive and putting a boat in the water and cutting the grass is kind of, you know, just getting a little bit too much for them.
Well, how about this? How about you give them a down payment on the house right now, and they don't have to sell it to you right now? And how about you don't even get a mortgage? You just end up essentially saying, let them hold the paper, hold the mortgage note for you. And then you don't even have to go through a bank and go through that cost. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
I think that could be, you could do an intra-family loan. It kind of works beautifully. You have to go talk to a lawyer because I would want it papered. Is your wife one of many children?
She has one brother.
All right, so we don't want to shut him out. Is he going to be part of this buying the house or not?
No, it would just be on ours.
All right, so presumably there's a couple of ways to skin this one. And one is that you buy the house now. You say to your in-laws, hey, look, here's a down payment right now. Here's some money. We want to, you know, create this pathway to doing this. And then you can put down some portion of that stock portfolio, maybe half of it or whatever. And then they hold the paper. They hold the mortgage and you'll start making payments to them. Or, by the way, you can buy the house right now and then they can pay you rent for staying in it. So there are a lot of different ways. But I would see a lawyer and definitely say, we want to try to figure out, we're going to buy this home. We want to be able to do an intra-family loan so that, you know, we're not paying the bank interest. We're just paying my in-laws interest. And we want to come up with a good game plan so that they can stay in the house as long as they want, but then it reverts to us. I think there's like a great idea here, and you need some help doing it, but I think it would make so much sense for both sides.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. And then just continue on with the other money that I was going to pay off extra in the Roth 403B.
Yes. And I want you, that's the other piece of this, which is you're doing such a great job. I'd hate for you to divert your attention right now and say, I'm going to pay off a 3.5% note when I'm putting money away and saving like crazy in the Roth IRA and the Roth 403B. So I would absolutely, positively keep funding that and doing the best you can to max it out. Well, that's it for the show today. If you want to come on the air, don't forget, send us your questions. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Don't forget to lift somebody up today. And as always, keep that mantra in mind. You need a little grit to get through these days. Have some growth going in there. Have grace. Why not add a little gratitude while you're at it? We'll talk to you tomorrow.